The Escambia County Commission on Thursday once again pushed back a vote on the hiring of a new county administrator. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the latest inaction comes after 18 months and spending $40,000 on the search process.
For the want of a chairman, the opportunity was lost. Lumen May was out of town and traveling back to Pensacola on Thursday. He did not make it back in time for the meeting, which kicked off at 5:30. His absence drew fire from Commissioners Wilson Robertson and Gene Valentino.
We've got four here, and we knew that this was supposed to be the day and the night that we would decide this.
I've always been of the mind that, you know, on important votes, we all be here. I did not know he was not going to be here today. I was ready to vote tonight.
But all I'm saying is it makes us reach an impasse.
I think this is too serious for one-fifth of the county to not be represented in a vote on this decision.
Robertson reiterated his support for interim administrator Larry Newsom, who is not among the five finalists for the job.
I've talked to hundreds of people out there that are business people, leaders of the community, that can't even imagine that we would not consider an assistant administrator that's handled the job on several occasions for a year or year and a half at a time, that you wouldn't consider him moving up.
After that failed to gain traction again, Robertson's plan B was to go back to square one.
I move that we go ahead and just start the process all over again. We don't need a consultant. The names that we were brought, I think we could have found ourselves. If we're going to keep having this hoopla for another 18 months, I'd just as soon to throw it out and have people reapply and go through the process all over again.
That proposal failed on a 2-2 deadlock. Given that no vote on a new administrator would be held, the discussion turned to just when to reschedule. The next regular commission meeting is April 29th, but Commissioner Grover Robinson noted that they'll meet in special session on April 10th.
Madam Attorney, could we schedule this at the meeting next week?
We already have advertised meetings.
There's no reason why not. There is a special board meeting scheduled for 9:58 a.m.
I say we postpone this as a special meeting and advertise it for April the 10th.
Acting Chairman Stephen Berry says past statements from Lumen May about the special meeting dealing with an interlocal agreement with the city of Gulf Breeze is that May would be there on the 10th. Concurring with Berry was County Attorney Allison Rogers.
If I remember the email correspondence correctly, it was Commissioner May that wanted to back it up to 10 to be there.
Correct.
But the impression and the statement was there that he'll be there at 10.
It's my understanding that he'll be on the premises at 9:45. There's a 9:58 special board meeting where you would be allowed to vote and take action if you wanted to.
The commission voted 4-0 to move the administrator vote to the April 10th meeting. Jack Brown appears to be the favorite among the finalists gleaned from the applicant pool of about 20 submitted by a Dallas-based consulting firm. The other four are Albert Penska, John Weaver, Ted Lakey, and former Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds.
I've got it on my calendar. I won't be out of town. Commissioner Valentino?
I'll be in town.
Okay,
I'm here.
Are you out of town, sir?
No, I'm going to be here. Does everybody think that's enough time?
That's fine with me.
Talking about a little over a week, and it is enough time to advertise.
It's already advertised.
I'm talking about to add another item.
It's not a problem.
When Lumen May returns and takes back the gavel next week, he could find Gene Valentino and Wilson Robertson favoring Larry Newsom, and Grover Robinson and Stephen Berry wanting one of the five finalists. In other words, that would make him the swing vote. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.